broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good morning to you. The trade winds are back. Well, at least they're out of the east and they're blowing. It should be about to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy this morning. It actually looks pretty glorious. If you look south here on Oahu, it's supposed to breeze up today. Some scattered showers, windward and Mauka, isolated showers over the leeward side today. The low 67. Boy, we might be able to sleep tonight. Got a great show for you. My guests include Matt Janella. Although banned celebrating his first birthday, Matt Janella's Golf Channel travel insider, host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive. And now he has a brand new show. It's called Golf Advisor Round Trip. It's a 30-minute show during prime time. Travis Jurger's checking in. He's director of golf over at Turtle Bay Resort. Moms, you can go and play free if somebody takes you and they pay. So make sure they take you to play golf for Mother's Day. Give Turtle Bay a call. The pro shop should be open. We're going to be talking with Travis and Kelly Morocco, the director of the Turtle Bay Foundation, about a fabulous tournament they've got on June 1st, raising money for all the people up on the North Shore and on the Kahuku side as well. Scholarships for kids, 1 year, for the entire year. They're paying for colleges. So it's a great, great tournament. And Suti Nitikorn calling in from the Royal Ka'anapali Resort, head professional at Ka'anapali. And that's where the, on June 5th, Women's Golf Day Festival will get underway. Chris Reedy is checking in from Aloha Golf Academy, Hawaii, and he's in Las Vegas. He's the center, Las Vegas, the manager there. And Bob Herrig from ESPN. He's where Turtle Bay. No, he's where Tiger Woods is. And Tiger Woods went on a tear this morning. Okay, Tiger just barely makes the cut on the number, and it looked like he wasn't going to until a couple of the players made it possible for him, among them Jordan Spieth. So he's playing, and Golf Channel's breaking in 30 minutes of live coverage with Tiger Woods, 7-under, 8-under for the day for a moment. We're going to talk with Matt Janella first, though, and we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And here, let's go right straight to Matt Janella. Matt Janella, I can't wait to see your show. I didn't catch the first time. Is it going to re-air? First off, let me introduce Matt. Matt Janella, Golf Channel Travel Insider, host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive, host now of Golf Advisor Round Trip, our Golf Advisor editor at large. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt Janella.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you've always done vignettes on Morning Drive. You go to all the different places where the PGA Tour is playing, and you find out what's happening outside the ropes. Places, great places to eat, things to do, people to see, meet, animals to watch. And now you have a 30-minute show.
Yeah, that's, this has all come together in what's now going to be my sixth year at the Golf Channel, and kind of a natural extension of all that you're talking about, which is, you know, we've been traveling around, my crew and I, we've done about 60 to 65 journeys, all over the world, really, including Ireland and Scotland and Mexico and Hawaii, obviously Puerto Rico, Canada, and to be able to get an opportunity to take those 6 to 8 minute vignettes and make them now a half hour show and prime time airing on Golf Channel, obviously a dream come true for me and for the crew I work with, where we've always felt like when we would go out to these places and spend a couple of days and talk to some of the interesting people we've had a chance to talk to, we always felt like we came back with so much more content than what we actually got to air, whether it be on Morning Drive or digitally or socially. So this is going to be this is our big chance to kind of stretch it out and show a lot more of what we come back with.
That's awesome. Okay. I did see the 4-minute intro into Golf Advisor Round Trip Danzante Bay, going out to find the blue whales. That must have been, that looked like it was amazing. Tell us about
it. Well, you know, being in Hawaii, my brother living in Hawaii, and having had the opportunity to get a chance to see a lot of humpback whales, that's one of life's great bucket list adventures for anybody. And down in Mexico, they talked about, oh, we're going to go out and see we're going to look for blue whales. And I thought, I got to go back to, being a kid and thinking, I'm not totally sure I exactly know what a blue whale looks like. Well, they're the biggest of the whales, and it makes humpback whales look like child's play. I mean, I could not believe what we're on a little Zodiac boat and we're skipping along and, there she blows, and we go chasing down this, and they're going, it's the biggest thing you've ever seen, and the biggest mammal roaming the planet. And I'll tell you, Danielle, I got plenty close enough. We were probably, 30 yards, 40. I'm like, that's good enough. That's clear out. Let's go. It was like we had bumped up next to a submarine. It was massive, creature just cruising along in this, in this, marine playground, that they have there, in Mexico. And it was fantastic.
It's a marine preserve, Danzante Bay. What I love about what you're doing is you're introducing people to this fabulous destination for golf and all of the other things that you can do in addition to that. And then you're putting it together like the journey to Danzante Bay, the ultimate itinerary. You're offering this to the viewers.
Yeah, so what's really cool about how we are now packaging this together is, yes, you have a 30-minute show and you have a 6-7-minute vignette on morning drive, and you have some digital components and some social clips that are happening during the shooting and then the week when we're promoting the show. But then a couple months later, I do put together that ultimate itinerary to each destination and offer that out to the general public, and I come back and kind of host the trip. So we're putting it together as you can come with, five groups of two, or just a twosome, or however you want to work it, couples, buddies, in the case of Danzante Bay, we had Byron Scott of the Lakers join me on that trip. He'll join me in hosting the trip back in December. And for people to sign up, you go to golfadvisor.com/getaways. And each one of these shows we do, we're going to come back and host a trip at the destination. So that kind of brings it home and connects all the dots.
So we can go to Danzante Bay with Matt Janella. I understand that you're also going to go to places. Ireland is one of your destinations, Big Cedar Lodge, Myrtle Beach, Reynolds Plantation. This is really exciting. And then you are the host when people sign up to go at a later date. First, you do the show, then you put the itinerary together. You post that at golfadvisor.com/getaways. People can sign up and they get to go with Matt Janella and a co-host, and experience. You can show them what you found.
That's it. And to be able to, bring people then to that destination, expose them to a lot of the stuff that I got to do. A lot of people always have told me the last year, I want your job. I wish I could have your life. I want to do what you do. And then, so we've kind of paired all this together and said, okay, come on, let's take a trip.
That's awesome. This is Golf Channel's Travel Insider Morning Drive host, covering courses, resorts, and all the avid amateurs for Golf Channel. And now, Golf Advisor has Golf Advisor Round Trip. It's a 30-minute primetime show. Kind of like you said, when you were talking about this, Janella's Journeys 2.0. This is taking it like 3.0 since we get to go with you on the itinerary that you've put together. Okay, something very important is happening today. But before we get to that and I let you go, did you see this coming with Tiger Woods? Matt Janella was in the room when Tiger did the photo shoot with the white tiger, a long time ago. So Matt's been in the game for a while, watching Tiger Woods throughout his fabulous career. And I see, I think he did. He shoot a 65.
Well, you know, my first week as the Sports Illustrated photo editor for golf was Tiger's first week as a professional. So 1996 Milwaukee Open. That's how lucky I got in terms of my timing, in terms of my career as it relates to his career. And, you know, I've been at a lot of those 14 majors, a lot of those 79 victories. And I learned early on never to count him out, never to bet against him. And I've also tried to appreciate sort of what he's done on the course, in a way that, these guys don't come along very often, these kind of special athletes in respective sports. And to caught that real tail end of Jack Nicklaus and now been able to see Tiger Woods up close and personal like this, I just continue to marvel at it. Nothing surprises me anymore. What was surprising is that he stopped winning majors like he did, but I suspect he will win again. He'll win tournaments again. He'll win majors again. He's got what looks to be a physical a presence about him again. And if he has that, the mental aspect's going to kick in, and he's gonna take it to the next level.
Well, it's just amazing because after barely making it into the weekend, this morning he goes out almost the first person out. He goes off and shoots a 65, 11 of 14 fairways, 14 greens, and 27 putts. I mean, that was like, whoa. And I'm watching at 3 o'clock this morning as Morning Drop or Live From is going to him, you know, with one camera trying to catch everything as it, you know, bringing it back to the viewers. And we're all going, there's another birdie. Yeah. That's truly amazing. What's truly amazing is, has it been a year since Banden was born?
Yeah, baby Banden's first birthday today. In fact, I'm running around, you know, of course I'm going to Costco twice today already, getting ready for a first birthday and celebration. He's going to remember nothing, but I think it's more for us, the parents and the family and the friends. It's a good excuse to get people together and celebrate and party. So we're going to watch the players and celebrate baby Banden's first birthday.
Well, I remember it was only a couple days after he was born and you were on the show. I feel like Auntie Danielle. Say hi for me to your whole family, and thank you for being on the show this morning. Awesome. Matt Janella, Golf Channel's Travel Insider, Morning Drive host. Now, of course, he's got a show, his own 30-minute show. It's Golf Advisor / Round Trip. And, you know, you can go on trips with Matt Janella now. Just go over and check it out. Danzante Bay Golf Club looks fabulous. Islands of Loreto, beautiful place. And golfadvisor.com is where you'll find all of Matt Janella's reviews as well. Thanks for being on the show.
Daniel, always a pleasure. Aloha to everyone in Hawaii. I'll catch up with you again soon.
Awesome. Aloha. We're going to go and check out the Turtle Bay Foundation tournament that's coming up on June 1st. And, of course, whole lot of action this week at Turtle Bay because it was the Hawaii High School Championships. Golf was played all week. Girls teams, boys teams, the winners with Travis Jerger. And we'll talk with the director of the Turtle Bay Foundation, Kiele Morocco, just after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Tiger Woods today just saying after his 65, I was just trying to shoot something in the mid-60s and managed to do it. Boy, that came as a surprise after he just made the cut. Players Championship. Of course, he's way behind the guys in the lead at 15 under. So we're going to see how things play out the rest of the weekend. Meantime, we've got a lot of golf to get play at Mother's Day. If you play at Turtle Bay, take mom because she plays free. You pay when you play at Turtle Bay today and mom plays free. For Mother's Day, I want you to put this number down, okay? It's 546-5675. 808 from the neighbor islands, 546-5675. Start dialing because you could win two rounds of golf to Poipu Bay Golf Course for Mother's Day. That's two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course for Mother's Day, okay? And you can give it to mom. It doesn't have to be for you, okay? But, of course, you probably want it. 808-546-5675. And we also have something to give away, a gift certificate valued at $125. It's a one-hour lesson with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. He's on Maui at the Kahili Course, of course, the Maui School of Golf. You can find out all about him, mauischoolofgolf.com. So start dialing. The number is 808-546-5675. We're going to talk with Travis Jerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf, and the lovely, you really are beautiful. I love the picture I got with your hakule on. Kiele Morocco, the director of the Turtle Bay Foundation. Welcome to the show, Kiele.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you're here.
All right.
Yeah, I hear both of you just fine. This is awesome. Good morning. First off, can we cover a little bit about what happened this week at Turtle Bay? It was so exciting to see all the high school. I mean, look at all the kids that were playing and the teams. I don't know if everybody realizes how many golf teams there are, but there's Moanalua, Punahou, Waiakea, Kauai, Roosevelt, Seabury Hall, Mililani, Campbell, Punahou, Iolani, Mid-Pacific, Kaiser, Baldwin, Mililani, Waiakea, Moanalua, Kauai. That's just the ones in the top, the winners, the team score sheets from the boys. I've got them in front of me, but what was it like having the girls and the boys play their championships at Turtle Bay?
Well, it was just exciting to see all the, you know, young talent. And, the kids are, they're acting like professionals and adults. And it's a cool thing to see. A lot of great talent in Hawaii. And there's a lot of great seniors, but also the freshmen and sophomores coming up. It's pretty impressive.
It's amazing. This leaderboard, Moanalua's Teraoka, AJ Teraoka, he won with a round of one or two rounds, 74, 67, a 141. Came back with a 67. Awesome round of golf there. Noah Koshi from Hawaii Baptist was second, just one shot back. Davis Lee from Mid-Pacific Institute, 143. Again, just one shot back from second. Such a tight leaderboard. A 144 was Rose Roosevelt's Kobe Irai, and Punahou 145 was his combined score. Evan Kawai from Punahou, and the team that won overall in the boys championship, Moanalua High School, then came Punahou, Waiakea, Kauai, Roosevelt, Seabury Hall, Mililani, and Campbell. And then, of course, for the girls, they played first. And congratulations to Claire Choi of Punahou. She had the top score, 143, just two shots back. Riz Guzman, who just qualified for the sectional. She's going to go on for the next qualifier from the local to the sectional. And this is awesome. She's from Maui High. And Malia Nam Kaiser, she was 146, her combined scores. And Marinoles, Alicia May Mateo, Mid-Pacific Institute, Maya McDonald, and Danielle Ujimori. Such a list. I can't read you all, but you're all fabulous, and I really, really respect what you're doing in the game. And Turtle Bay Golf, of course, for hosting this event, the home of the Turtle Bay Open, presented by Oakley as well. Travis Jurger's with us on the line, director of golf. But we really want to focus now on the Turtle Bay Foundation, the Turtle Bay Foundation Golf Tournament. And Kiele Morocco, am I pronouncing your name correctly, Kiele?
Yes, you got it perfect.
Excellent. Your mission is making one of the world's last great places even better. I love that. So what part of Oahu are you creating this wealth of opportunities for by putting on this tournament and then sharing the monies that's raised?
Well, the foundation oversees numerous charities throughout Oahu, but our focus is mainly in the Ko'olauloa and on the North Shore area. So we have a grant and scholarship program, and it reaches students and nonprofits between Mokuleia to Ka'ahava. So anyone who lives in that area or works at the resort is able to apply for these grants and scholarships each year. We focus on educational, cultural, and environmental opportunities, and college-bound students coming from Kukuku and mostly Wailua. But we do have some private school students out here that we've awarded as well.
That's great. If you go to Turtle Bay Foundation, I believe it's turtlebayfoundation.com. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, Turtle Bay Foundation. I went and I found all the people that you have, Turtle Bay Foundation scholarship awardees, Kahuku High School, AG Faith Green. It's really an outstanding list, but you award one-year college scholarships. So if Alexandra Palaka is going to Oregon State University, you're going to take care of 1 year of her university experience?
It just depends on each student. Everyone files the same application and our board reviews them. We try to award as much as we can to each person. Every year it's a different amount. It doesn't necessarily cover the whole tuition, but we try to give a sufficient amount that they can help buy their computers or use it towards their tuition. It's really up to their discretion how they choose to use the money.
That's wonderful. So this Turtle Bay Foundation Golf Tournament is going to be on June 1st. Do you have any openings?
Absolutely. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. We have openings online. You can just go to turtlebayfoundation.com and there's a link right there that'll link you right up. It's on June 1st. It is a three-person scramble. It's open to the public. We have a lot of our vendors and just community members who come out and join just for fun. The team start around $600 for three people. That includes dinner, gifts. We have great prizes, wine, music at the awards ceremony, and lots of fun things on the course that we're going to do.
And yeah, that includes a lot of food. So I am.
We are lucky to partner with Lele's Bar and Grill. They always pitch in and help out. We have Roy's Beach House at Turtle Bay right now. So they will be out there on the course serving up as well. And of course, Turtle Bay Resort, who's doing the awards dinner. And this year we have one of our grant recipients, which is by Lua Culinary, and they'll be out on the course serving some goodies as well.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'm just curious, do you have a radio on in the background or another speaker close to you? Great. That's great. So now Travis Jerger is director of golf at Turtle Bay. What do you do when everybody comes in for a tournament like this? Because online you can also go to Turtle Bay Resort and they'll help you put together an event like this. Travis, do you help organize?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm a member of the board, so I work with PLA and a bunch of other great board members. And so I think that's why they have me, because they want me to run this golf tournament. But no. But yeah, we run this great golf tournament. We raise a lot of money. It's a great thing that we do for the community, and we also have a great time doing it. But the foundation tournament's just, you know, an example of what we, you know, do at Turtle Bay on a regular basis as far as running events, whether it's for a charity, foundation run event, or even just a fun outing. So, if you do come out and play in the foundation event, you'll get a good idea of, you know, most of what we do. Plus whatever you want to dream up or any ideas that you may have, we can execute that as well. So yeah, it'd be awesome if we, you know, get some people out there to support the foundation, and then we can get you out there for another day of golf someday in the near future, and show us, you know, let us show you what we do.
Yes, exactly. And it's June 1st on the Arnold Palmer course. I just want to interject really quick. Poipu Bay Golf Course, we're giving rounds of golf to Poipu Bay Golf Course, to the winner of the person, whoever calls in, the ninth caller, 808-546-5675, 808-546-5675. Give us a call, and you could be the winner of the Poipu Bay Golf Course certificates. It's worth two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Kiele Morocco, director of the Turtle Bay Foundation. The Turtle Bay Foundation mission is making one of the world's last great places even better. Established in 2012 to enrich Oahu's North Shore through environmental, educational, and cultural opportunities. And you oversee the contributions of the Turtle Bay Resort to Oahu's charities, and you're a partner with the community, the Turtle Bay Foundation. What kind of cultural opportunities? Could you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Cultural, we definitely try to focus on some grassroots programs out here. We have a lot of fantastic people who, like, for example, from Kohana Bay, who do a Papio tournament each year. We really want to just bring back that cultural aspect to the area and invest in what makes Hawaii so special. So those are the type of grants and clubs that we look for when we're considering environmental awards.
So if somebody wants to request a grant, how do they go about doing that?
We have applications online. They can fill them out. We really cover just about every category. We really we do a lot of educational, lots of sports, recreation, healthcare. We have worked with Ko'olaloa Health Center, the Huku Hospital, Bobby Benson, and the environmental stewardship as well. So you can go online and fill out the application there. You send it in, and we accept them up until October, and our award ceremony is in December.
Excellent. So 78 nonprofit organizations receive grants and support, making a significant impact on our North Shore communities in the following five areas, and that would be sports or recreation, healthcare, preservation of historic and cultural sites, environmental stewardship, education, or job training, all of those possible. But to do that, you need to sign up and go take part in the Turtle Bay Foundation Golf Tournament. And that's at Turtle Bay on the Arnold Palmer Course, one of the most beautiful golf courses on Oahu, on the North Shore.
It's in great shape right now, Danielle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right now, you got to get out there.
Up. Okay, so how do we do this? How do teams? Tell me how you can I have foursomes. Tell us how it works.
We do a three-man scramble, so three-man teams. So just go online, sign up. You don't have to have a handicap. You can try to cheat. Hopefully, you know, we won't let you get away with it. But Yeah, no handicap required. We'll assign one to you. We may adjust it if we feel like you're, you know,
cheating
and a little bit of a sandbagger, but, you know, it is a good day of competition. We do have fun games and contests. And some unique things that we run for the tournament to keep things interesting and keep the pace of play moving. Oddly enough, most teams finish in about 4 hours to 4 hours and 15 minutes. So it's not like a 6 hour round. So I think that's a huge benefit and a thing that people like about our tournament is that you're not out there forever. A lot of good food, a lot of good drinks, fast play, great golf course. Like I said, Palmer right now. Unbelievable shape. The greens are so beautiful. So it's just a perfect time to get out there. So June 1st.
June 1st. And how do I sign up? Where do I go?
Oh, online.
Online.
Go to turtlebayfoundation.com. You can link in or you can either go to the Turtle Bay, turtlebaygolf.com. We have a link there as well.
Yeah, and at turtlebaygolf.com, you're going to find a whole bunch of fun things that you can do with mom, too. That's the beauty of it. You know, the thing that you guys are doing for Mom's Day so that she can play free, if I take my mom to play, I pay and she plays free, right?
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. Thank you very much. Kelly, did you have a final thought you needed to express? I'm not sure.
I was just going to say, even if you don't want to golf, we do have tickets available online. You can come and check us out and join in just for the awards dinner. There'll be Hawaiian music and great food. So that's also another option. If you have one that wants to come up after the tournament and join you for dinner, that's another way that you can participate.
Far out. So,
and that's online as well, the same website.
Excellent. TurtleBayFoundation.com. So, This is a golf tournament that is not something where you have to worry about how good you are. You could probably hit the ball. If you miss, you could pick it up, and you could probably then drop to what the next person is, right? I mean, this isn't a scoring tournament.
Make sure you have good partners.
Yeah. So you have a nice place to drop it from? Good. Okay, so that's number one. They're going to feed you throughout the course. They're going to entertain you during the tournament. So you see, this is a bunch of fun. This is a Turtle Bay Foundation fun fundraiser. So go out and have some fun on a golf course. It's absolutely spectacular. Get out in nature. Have some laughs. You know, I don't think it's going to be one of those quiet on the course, everybody's trying to focus kind of deals. You're just going to have a good time. And if none of that makes you happy, then you can just go to the awards ceremony, listen to the music, eat some fabulous food. It's all about food, obviously, today. Thank you very much for being on the show.
We like to eat.
Yeah, we like to eat. There's no doubting that. That's right. And I thank you both for being on the air with me this morning. I really appreciate Kiele Morocco, director of the Turtle Bay Foundation, and our director of golf at Turtle Bay, Travis Jerger. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to take a break now, but you know, 546-5675. I don't know why you're not calling. You know, we're almost there. It's not, you still get chance, okay? But these are so valuable, these gift certificates. You got to be the ninth caller. That's all there is to it. The number is 546-5675. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
No, you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And your opportunity to win is 808-546-5675. Do you want to play a round of golf at Kahili? There's an 846, a 926, and a 1036. And that's the home of Maui School of Golf, Claude Brousseau. By the way, Claude comes to Oahu and he's on Oahu this morning. Claude Brousseau is a PGA master and he's going to be teaching over at Kapolei today. The short game and putting specialist that you can see on Golf Channel Academy. He's also on Golf Channel Morning Drive when he does tips. Really fun to watch him because he's so creative. All right, if you'd like to play around on Oahu, there is a tee time available for you at Kapolei at 11:45 and 8:52 if you're close. Royal Hawaiian Country Club is a 9:20 and a 10:30. And we've also got one over at Maui Nui. Well, the Better Half Club is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9 o'clock and 11:24 if you'd like to play two today. Suti Nitikorn is on. He's PGA head golf professional at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, and that includes the Royal Course. Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed that one. Ka'anapali Golf Resort is home to Women's Golf Day. They did a fabulous job last year, and they're back on June 5th this year. It's a Tuesday, celebrating women in the game and getting women together to meet other women who like to play or who'd like to learn to play, who'd like to find women who play, because it's fun getting out on the golf course with women who just want to just hit the ball, not get too serious about or get serious about how far that ball went and really compete and really push yourself and make yourself better. Welcome to the clubhouse. Into the clubhouse you come, Suti.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So I understand it's from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Ka'anapali Golf Course's driving range. Tell me what you're going to do with the women.
We're going to have a great time. That's what we're going to do. We've got all kinds of things planned for the women to fill up the 2 hours of fun. And it's, like you said, it's great for anybody. It's great for women who've never touched a golf club before and just saw, you know, maybe the Players Championship on TV or something. You know, they wanted to try it out. So what we lined up was a little bit of instruction. We've got instructor Shana Miyajima over from King Kamehameha Golf Club.
Yeah, next door to the Kahili course.
Yeah. So she's going to come over, and she is an excellent player, excellent teacher, and so she's great. She's going to be leading the show as far as teaching women how to play. Golf is fun to learn, but it's also nice to spice it up with a little food and wine, so we got a little of that on the side. Maybe a little fashion, too. We're featuring Jamie Sadock as one of our fashion features for the day.
Yes.
So we've got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, you've got a fashion show with Tori Richard and Nike Golf and Jamie Sadock.
Yeah.
The golf clinic with Shana Miyajima. Complimentary. This is free.
This is free. It's free. So any women listening out there, any husbands who, you know, want to give your, you know, help your wife learn how to play, just tell them to phone on it. Or actually, they can go to womensgolfday.com. Okay, womensgolfday.com, and just click on the site and just sign up. It's that easy.
Yes. And all you do is you put in your zip code, and then it'll take you to like on Maui, who's having a women's golf day, and then you go to, you'll see the two signs, and you go to Ka'anapali, because Ka'anapali and Wailea. And I got a big kudos to all of you and to King Kamehameha. Everybody coming together, we're small islands, and having multiple women's golf days on the same day would be difficult. It would be like taking from one side. So instead, Women's Golf Day is officially on June 5th, but on the Wailea Blue Course, they're going to do it on the Friday after the 5th.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that's perfect. I mean, it's like having on Kauai, they have the golf, you know, everybody works together to promote going from golf course to golf course to golf course to golf course. Because if you've driven, if you've flown 5,000 miles, you want to see a lot. You want to do a lot. You want to keep moving. You want to keep seeing, you know. So I think that's so smart and it's so great.
Right.
So on Tuesday, June 5, at the Ka'anapali Golf Course's driving range, 4:30 to 6:30. This is for women. It is free for you, complimentary for all ladies. You got to be 21 because there's wine tasting and other beverages, and there's going to be food and music and fun and a golf clinic with Shea Miyajima, the fashion show with Tori Richard, Nike Golf, Jamie Sadock. I hear there may be some giveaways as well when it comes to the close, because there's prizes and giveaways, and everyone, this is awesome. Sudhi, this is awesome. Everyone gets a very cool new hat designed just for this event.
Yeah.
Yo.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I mean, we want to make sure, you know, you're getting the right experience for your first experience of golf. If you're a beginner, come. If you're experienced, you want to check more out, learn more, come. It's for everybody. Okay. So just sign up and come on over and have some fun.
Okay. So, and then that's womensgolfday.com. You just go there, put in your zip code, it'll take you to Maui, and from there you just sign up. And if you're having a hard time, don't distress. Just, I'm sure if you call the pro shop, they'll help you.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get you in from any angle.
That's awesome. Hey, did you happen to see Tiger Woods this morning?
How awesome was that? Oh, man.
I knew he was going to tee off early. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning except for Sunday. So I got up at 2:45, and I just wanted to see, you know, all right, how is he going to do?
Yeah.
He had wanted to shoot in the mid-60s, and he starts, like, just a birdie, birdie, par, par, birdie, birdie, you know. And then what was very interesting is as soon as they, Golf Channel changes everything, puts cameras on Tiger Woods, follows him 30 minutes, commercial free. Doesn't birdie.
No, but you know what? He lit it up.
65?
I
know.
He's in the hunt. 8 under. The leader's at 15 under.
So, you know, whenever people tell you in golf, like, and now he's in sixth place. Well, he's not really in sixth place because the leader hasn't even started playing golf yet.
Right, yeah.
It makes for good television, and you make for good radio, Sudhi Nitticorin, PGA head golf professional.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I've got to mention, Roy Thompson. Bravo, Roy Thompson. I need a big applause from the whole studio audience. Roy Thompson, you're the winner of our two rounds of golf.
All right.
Poipu Bay Golf Course. Poipu Bay, thank you so much for giving us those rounds of golf. And I want to say a happy birthday to the Ka'ohe party that's going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every day, every time. Get out there. May you hit the sweet spot every day. Why not? If you'd like to play a Poipu Bay, there's a 9:40, a 10:20, and an 11:10. So, anything that we should, you know, mention some more about what's happening at Ka'anapali? Because you folks always have events going on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We had the U.S. Open qualifier last week.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. We had some local winners. Sam Sear, who is a graduate of King Kekalike, was a medalist for the men's side. He shot 67. Awesome stuff. You know, he's really come into his own in these last couple years. And won the mid pack a couple, you know, about a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I see some good things coming from Sam here in the next next year here. So, and then also from the women's side, we actually had the sectionals championship over here.
That's right, not the quality. It wasn't the local. Sectional, yeah. And local, because the USGA made an exception knowing how expensive it is for Hawaii people to have to, like, qualify locally, then
right.
fly to a sectional on the mainland. I thought that was, Mary B. Porter King really worked hard with the USGA to make it so that the qualifier locally was a sectional. And then you just go over to the mainland for the regional. So,
yeah.
So
oh, not, they're good. Whoever won this, they're going straight to the U.S. Open.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're gonna see her on TV.
So,
yeah.
Yes. Now, who? Tiffany Chan.
Tiffany
didn't
Chan.
She won. Does she live on Oahu or on Maui? Or?
Tiffany Chan, she is a rookie on the LPGA Tour, played for USC.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's actually from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, yes.
Yeah. And so she was traveling on her way, back to play in an event in Hong Kong to go visit her family. And just, Hawaii's on the way.
Why not?
Yeah,
stop
why
in.
Not? Oh, my gosh. And she played impressively. It was windy conditions here, gusts around 30 miles an hour, and she finished under par. And it was super impressive.
She shot a 70-71 for a 141 total.
Yeah.
And the next person, Reese Guzman.
Reese Guzman.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite people.
Yes. And she shot 79-75 for a 154. So
yeah.
When you say that she had, Tiffany Chan had an impressive a couple of rounds of golf. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just fabulous, fabulous work. But
what?
Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and Reese, how impressive she's been playing. She just finished second at the state golf tournament.
Yes, I just mentioned that because Turtle Bay was on right before.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the championships were held.
Yeah.
I was thrilled because I saw, now, is Reese an alternate?
Reese is the first alternate, so there's a possibility that she could get the call to go to the U.S. Open.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's going to be on the edge of her seat, basically.
Right, and Sam Sear was on the show last week after, of course, Mid-Pac Open Championship, and then he goes on to... become a U.S. Open sectional qualifier.
Right.
And I was wondering about Chris Stutz. Doesn't he go?
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Chris Stutz got there were two spots to go to the sectionals. And Chris Stutz from McKenna, he also made it. He shot a 1-under par 70. And like I said, in those conditions, they're super impressive.
Yeah, it's interesting because I didn't realize he founded the Gateway Tour in 2001, helping to grow the tour to 60 tournaments and 500 members. It's absolutely fantastic. He's now an amateur, that's great. He's going to go. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff that you guys do. And your fishing tournament, how do the fish get into the water hazards at Ka'anapali? I've always wanted to ask that question.
The same way the golf balls do? I don't know.
Fly in. Well, you have to empty those ponds once a year because they're so stocked with fish. Do people fish at other times?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of interesting. You wouldn't think that there are that many fish in there, but I tell you what, tilapia grow in there like crazy. So we don't really have to stock the pond too much.
No, I didn't think so, but I mean, I didn't think, but do people fish during the year other than the day? No?
Every once in a while, we'll kind of close it off and have a Father Sunday or something like that, but it's not other than the balls going in there, there's nothing else, we're not fishing too much.
Yeah, not fishing too much. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Asuti, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate having you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, we're going to come back. We need to get in touch with Chris Reedy. He's the manager of the Aloha Golf Academy, Hawaii and Las Vegas. Aloha Golf Academy was started here in Hawaii many years ago and has a stellar reputation. One of Golf Digest's best club fitting locations, and certainly in Hawaii, and listed in Golf Digest. And not only did they win that stellar award, Aloha Golf Academy Las Vegas is also one of the top in on the mainland in Las Vegas. So congratulations to all of the guys who made Aloha Golf Academy so amazing. And I'm looking forward to talking with Chris Reedy, the man in charge in Las Vegas, who travels part-time on the PGA Tour and fits these guys. I call him a club maker, because if you can make a club, then you're special. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837, your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
A question. What is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, the golf sample sale is coming up on Saturday, the 2nd of June. Just put that on your calendar from 9 until 11 o'clock at the Washington Intermediate Cafeteria. It's been going on for years. You know exactly where that is. Golf sample sale, Saturday, the 2nd of June. 9 o'clock is when it starts. Washington Intermediate, brand name, golf apparel, and equipment. It's sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. And now, let's go to Las Vegas. Chris Reedy is Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. He's actually the Las Vegas store manager. Travels part-time on the PGA Tour. He's club fitter to the professionals and amateurs. Anybody who walks through the door, he'll say, hi, how can I help you? Welcome into the clubhouse, Chris Reedy.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. So, you know, if I walk in, will you say hi? Can I help you?
Absolutely.
What do most people need to have done?
Depends on the day, right? So, you know, we do a lot of club fitting here. We do a little bit of instruction. You know, a lot of people, you know, they watch golf on TV, they read a lot of publications, and, you know, there's a lot of kind of blanket statements made about equipment, like, hey, this driver is going to be the best one for everybody. And, you know, that's not usually the case. So we like to be very thorough with how we do fittings and we like to find the best club for your game.
Yes, the best clubs for your game have to be fitted for you, by the way. And that means, you know, if you wear a size 16, you wouldn't want to try on a pair of 10s or a pair of 20s. Whatever it happens to be, your clubs have to fit the length of your arms, the length of your hands, your fingers. All of those things are taken into consideration so that your grip and your everything is in the right position, and the head, the shaft, and everything. And the shaft is so important, please. But in the beginning, tell me something. Chris Reedy, store manager at Aloha Golf Center, Las Vegas. When do you really start needing one of the expensive special shafts for your clubs?
Well, that's a great question, right? So, you know, the manufacturers, all of the manufacturers out there, the Callaways, the TaylorMades of the world, they're all going to offer a bunch of shaft options for their latest and greatest, right? So, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money on a shaft to get good performance, but it's like anything else, right? The more money you spend, the better materials you're going to get, the more stable the shaft is going to be. And that's why you see the guys out on the PGA Tour every week. They're not using the stock shaft that you can buy off the shelf. They're using something that has premium materials, premium finishes, that is going to perform for them when they're feeling the pressure of that Sunday back nine.
That Sunday back nine. You know what? It's interesting that you said pressure, because for 2 days, the whole world is watching the star, you know, the power players. Two of them didn't make the cut, unfortunately. Tiger Woods almost didn't make the cut. And then today, with hardly a camera on him, I think there was one camera there just trying to see what he does. He's birdie. I mean, he had a 65 today. Amazing. There was no pressure. And I'm, you know, some, it's like he snuck in and shot a 65 and went, hey, I did it. I wonder sometimes if Tiger Woods is starting to feel a little bit about that pressure. And speaking of Tiger, I want to talk to you about that stinger. Tell us, what is a stinger?
So a stinger is basically a low trajectory shot. So Tiger hits it really, really well with the 2-iron. He has been doing it, you know, ever since he came on the tour in 96. And, you know, it kind of all started with childhood, right? Because his father, Earl, used to have an old set of Ping I-2 irons, and he had a 1-iron to the set that Earl couldn't hit. And so Tiger would take the 1-iron out of his dad's bag, and he would hit it. And, you know, the reason why that shot works, not only for him, but for other players out there as well, is because it's flighted so low, it's not in the air as long, it doesn't have as much time to curve offline. So while it may not carry as far as a full shot, once it hits the ground, it's going to run out, and it's a really good fairway finder for him. And those are important because, you know, he's not exactly hitting the driver great right now. It's very hit or miss. So to be able to have a shot like that stinger 2-iron where he knows he can hit it down the right side and kind of draw it back into the middle of the fairway, that's a really important shot for him to have. And you saw it today a little bit, in that 65 that he shot.
We saw it curved right around the water and run right up to the green. So stinger.
Yeah, I mean, he used back in off of almost every tee box. I think he hit driver less than 5 times that week. All he did was hit 2-iron off the tee. So,
and he didn't.
You know, it's a very cool shot, and it's very useful in the right situation.
It's awesome. Driver out. I won't follow you ever again, because to play in a links golf in Europe, in, you know, the UK. To have the conditions, it was windy. He had no business using the driver when he's so good. When he's on with his irons, no one can play the way he can play. It's an art form that he's. I love, and what you said earlier, Tiger stays in the air the longer time it has to go crooked.
It's very true.
Yeah, so get that thing on the ground is what he said, and there, that's something for all of us to think about. Now, Adam Scott, you know, he decided to go back to a club that we could pick up, according to the Blue Book of golf clubs, for $25.20. He's using his old Titleist 910 D3 from 2010. He won the WGC Bridgestone Invitational in 2011 using that club. And he's also gone back to his Titleist by Scotty Cameron long putter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on with Adam?
So, you know, Adam's obviously been struggling in the last couple of years. He's changed swing coaches. He's now seeing somebody out in Los Angeles, you know, which is crazy to contending in tournaments and contending in majors. And, you know, the last couple of years have been a real struggle for him. So, you know, he's going back to equipment that he's had success with previously. You know, you mentioned the fact that he won the 2011 WGC with that driver. The putter was in the bag that week as well. You know, and so the head shape on that driver, that Titleist 910 driver, it's not a huge change from what he was currently playing. And the shaft that he's playing, you know, while you do say that the Blue Book prices that out at $25, he's still playing a graphite design shaft in there that retails for about $400. It's one of the more popular shafts out on tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that Aloha Golf Center fits a lot of people into. And, you know, so the shaft is really high performance, and it's just a slightly different head shape that maybe is providing a little more confidence. He was, in 2011, he was 11th in strokes gained off the tee. So, I mean, that was one of the years where he was one of the best drivers in the world, and I think that's why he's gone back to that.
I would. I mean, if I'm having a hard time, I'd pick up something that made me happy.
Exactly.
Chris Reedy, I hope you'll be a guest again. It's fun talking with you. We're meeting for the first time. Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And Chris Reedy is the Las Vegas store manager. He travels part-time on the PGA Tour, and he's club fitter to the professionals. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear about your travels one day soon.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Aloha. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Herrig is over at the Players, and he's checking in. Senior golf writer for ESPN, covered golf for more than 25 years. What I love is he was a caddy. He attended Indiana University on an Evans scholarship. You know, and caddy programs are coming back. I think that's just awesome. But, you know, we're going to talk about the Players Championship right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And Patrick McFadden from Honolulu, congratulations. You won Claude Brousseau PGA Master 1 hour golf lesson. All right. Realize your golfing potential. Maui School of Golf. That's an awesome gift. And I'm so glad that you called in. You can also share it with somebody you love. If you've got a gift you need to give to someone who happens to be on Maui. Now, we're going to go to the Players Championship. Where, you know, a lot of us were up at 3. Okay, I was. Maybe not a lot of us. But I was up at 3 o'clock this morning because I wanted to see what Tiger Woods was doing. And I knew that Golf Channel's live. Thomas went to 2 under. That brought the cut line to 2 under. That means Tiger Woods was 1 under, and I wouldn't get anything of it. I'm back home, and I'm looking, just watching Golf Channel. Let's bring in, into the clubhouse now, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure talking with you, Bob. Here today?
Yeah, I was. It was way early morning. It was a really more active, and it might look, and sure enough, he caught fire. And, you know, he's been able to put it together like that, 65.
To stop you and ask you, we're having some really difficult reception phones being used over at the Players' Championship. Do you think there might be a best spot to stand? Okay. We just lost Bob Herrig. Bob? He's gone now. Okay, let me see if he's going to call back in. That would be really cool if he could just call. Okay, I just had to ask him if he could move around. I certainly hope he will try back in. Let me see if I can get in touch with him. Why don't we thank our sponsors one more time, because the people who make this show possible are very important to me. And we'll do that while I try to reach Bob again. Okay. Can we do that, Nani? That would be very cool. Thank you so much. My name is Danielle Tucker.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we're back. This is great. Bob Herrig, welcome back into the clubhouse, senior golf writer for ESPN at the Players Championship. So were you following Tiger Woods when he takes fire and shoots a 65 today?
Yeah, hey, I'm really sorry about that. Technology sometimes not always the greatest, but
don't even worry about it.
I did. Yeah, I was able to get out here early our time this morning, and we saw him really for the first time put things together. His 65 is his lowest of the year by two shots, and his ninth round in the 60s. And, you know, Tiger's sort of had some issues. Just, you know, one day the driving's good, and then the next day the putting's good and the driving isn't so good. Today, really, it was everything was really good. And he even said he might have left a couple out there. I mean, and that's a pretty good sign when he just shot 65. So it was, it was nice to see. And, it vaulted him up the leaderboard. He's probably going to be still way back. He was starting so far back from in the round today. But, you know, this is a good boost for him. He needed to do something like that to kind of give himself some confidence and some momentum.
Yeah, to feel like he can actually contend, because it's been like a par. You can't be a par player to compete on the PGA Tour. I mean, these guys are playing incredible golf. Now, my experience this morning was kind of, I'm watching Golf Channel and it's just live from, and they're trying to take us out to the course to give us a glimpse of what Tiger's doing. And of course, there's it's like birdie, birdie, par, par, birdie, birdie, and everybody's going, my God, he's birding. I think there was one camera guy out there, and they'd edit together the three shots that would get him from tee to green and into the hole. And then Golf Channel went and tried to go live and started early and followed him. And at that point, he started having difficulties. It was almost like, I can sneak through this and do it. Hey, I did it. You know, and then as soon as the spotlight's on him, and I keep hearing when he's in practice or when he competes with friends, he's on fire. But then do you sense at all that he's maybe not as comfortable now as he was in the past, having all this attention on him, or he's not used to that yet?
Well, I think the attention has been there from the first round he's come back. I don't think it's so much that as it is just the age-old, bringing it from the practice tee, bringing it from practice rounds to the course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all seen him many times flush it on the range and then, never miss a drive, and then he goes to the first tee and it's in the woods. and just like the rest of us, there's first tee jitters and there's the pressure to perform when it counts. I think this is one of the reasons it's important that he, try to play tournament golf when possible. And, if it's a choice of playing or not playing, and health isn't an issue, then he should play, because he's just not going to work his way through it until he does play. He needs to be inside the ropes. It's nothing he does equate to that. And I think, you know, he would admit to that. So, the more he's inside the ropes, this is just his 29th round of the year. You know, it's his 8th tournament. We're starting to see him back regularly now. And yet I think we're already taking for granted the fact that, you know, he's still not a lot of golf in the overall scheme of things. And this whole thing, this whole idea of putting it all together is still part of the process for him.
Everybody is just so waiting for that, you know, that magic that he can bring when he puts it all together. And there's thousands of people that wouldn't show up for an event, and they're following. And this morning, those who were out still following him really had a treat. Now, the last two, what do you think of these super groups putting together the Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler, Tiger Woods pairing, grouping for the first 2 days?
Well, I think it's a neat idea, especially in the case that where Tiger and Phil have hardly ever played together. You know, over the years, the PGA Tour has gone out of its way to keep them apart, put them on separate ends of the draw. They've really rarely played together in the first two rounds of the tournament. So from that standpoint, I thought that grouping was good. But overall, they're mostly doing this because, you know, they've got this streaming service, the PGA Tour Live, and they want to give people some name groups to watch. But, you know, the two marquee groups this week, that one and the other one was Jordan and
Justin
Thomas and Rory. You know, of the six guys, three of them missed the cut, and the other three made the cut on the number.
On the number, yes.
You know, so it's a little unfortunate that you know, as much hype as there was, they didn't exactly live up to the billing. But I understand what they're trying to do. I think it's kind of neat in a way. But man, it sure sucks all the attention to those guys.
No.
And you know, I think sometimes it's okay, but not all the time.
No, and especially, you know, watching Webb Simpson shoot a course record tying 63. I mean, it was phenomenal for a guy who's been in the doldrums.
63 with a double bogey. You know, yeah. I mean, there was a time we were wondering if he might break 60. And, you know, phenomenal around 9 birdies and an eagle. And this is not like this is an easy course. I know there's some good scores. I know there's a lot of red numbers, but there's also a lot of trouble lurking. And as he found on the 17th yesterday, but yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of good players in the field. I mean, Charles Schwartzel's won a major,
yes,
and he's up there, and you know, Henrik Stenson's sort of up there, and you know, and Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, and so it's you know, it sometimes when you focus so much attention on just a couple of people, you lose sight of the bigger picture. And obviously, this is one of the best tournaments, best fields of the year. You're bound to have a bunch of other people come to the forefront.
As I was saying at the beginning of the show, I left for work when Tiger, I thought, wasn't going to, well, I had to go to work, but at that moment, Justin Thomas sank a putt and he went to 2 under. The cut went to 2 under, and that left Tiger Woods out because he was 1 under, right? So I'm thinking, oh, well, we're not going to watch Tiger Woods. What a shame. He needs more reps. I get home and on Live From, they're talking about how Tiger's playing on the weekend. I went, huh? How did that happen? And you had a tweet that I was looked up because I always checked to see Bob Harrig, BobHarig, on Twitter, to see what Bob said. And Bob said, well, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas just did Tiger Woods a big favor and they don't even know it.
Right.
So they had a bad few holes at the end, I see.
Well, actually, it was the last hole. Both players were 2 under par, and as you noted, that was going to be the cut. And when they both bogeyed the 18th hole to fall to 1 under, the cut then changed to 1 under. Now there was one other player that could have affected it, and he also did. That was J.J. Henry. He was 2 under par and hit his ball in the water at 17. And actually got it up and down for bogey, so he fell to 1 under. If Jordan and Justin had made pars at 18 instead of bogey, Tiger wouldn't have been here today. That's how close it was. And
So, you know, he was done for 5 hours and wasn't sure if he'd be playing today. And, you know, those guys did him a favor. They didn't mean to. I can assure you they weren't having any idea where anybody else was in relation to the cut, and they're trying to be as low as they could. But the way it worked out is pretty, you know, it's pretty interesting, and it just shows you how close it was. I mean, and then, you know, a couple of us were talking yesterday. Do you think Tiger wants to make the cut? Do you think he cares? I mean, obviously he was 14 shots back making the cut. Would he rather go home? And I was thinking to myself, he'd rather play.
Yes.
You know, it helps him to play. And sure enough, you know, the result today, you know, verifies that. It was good for him to be, to play today and to post that number. That can only help him going forward.
That's awesome. Got to talk about Phil Mickelson. They were doing the banter in the press conference rooms, the media center. I'm sure you were in there when Tiger said, on wagering with Phil, we'll play whatever makes him uncomfortable. You know, all of this back and forth between the two of them. Phil Mickelson, was he uncomfortable? I mean, he had birdies and then bogeys and then birdies. What's up with Phil? Is he tired?
Yeah, I mean, he suggested that he was. And I'm not sure that, that he's just had his way around this place of late. He even said, you know, I look back, I wonder how I won here. And he's missed the cut in 5 of the last 6 years. And so it's unfortunate. I mean, Ricky missed the cut also. But it was a nice idea to put them together. Their relationship has gotten better over the years. They've both mellowed. They've both sort of come around. They seem to enjoy the competition and being together. And, it's just a shame. I mean, Phil really was fine until the last 5 holes on Thursday. I mean, it just all fell apart. He played them in 7 over. He's even part of the time he plays 5 holes in 7 under or 7 over. And you know, there was a birdie hole or two in there where he could have finished under par. And then all of a sudden, you know, yesterday was basically a throwaway.
Yeah.
Not very likely you're going to make the cut when you just opened with a 79. And so it's unfortunate, you know, because he had just tied for fifth at Wells Fargo on
exactly.
Sunday and was playing pretty well and then just let it get away from him.
Yeah, then the question, of course, is do you play the week before a major? But it worked for him when he won the Open, when he won in Scotland. You know, it's like one thing came after another, the Scottish Open, the Open. It was beautiful. So maybe having to rethink that, who knows? I try to get into their heads and find out what's going on. It's golf. One day you got it, and one day it just won't come together for you, and that's the bottom line. Finally, I got to ask you, is it really okay to shake trees to get balls to come drop out of the trees when Ricky Fowler lost his ball? Is that part of the rules of golf?
That was a pretty futile effort, because that thing wasn't budging. I mean, I don't think you could shake that thing. It was so solid, but... I think there is a discussion to be had about, you know, the way the rules are being, there've been a lot of changes that are going to take place in 2019. And a big part of that is that, you know, for the most part, they want to give the players the benefit of the doubt. And in that case with Ricky, everybody saw the ball sail up there. They heard it. Nobody saw a ball drop down. They could see a ball, right? So shouldn't you just reasonably assume that that is his ball? Isn't that sort of the benefit of the doubt? But,
yes.
But no, the way the rules are written is you have to identify it. But of course, he made the great point that if you hit your ball in a water hazard and don't see it go in, but you know it was headed in that direction, you don't have to go find it and identify it. It's assumed it's in the hazard. So, I mean, these are the things that still, you know, for somebody who follows golf as much as I do, I shake my head at some of the things that are out there. I mean, you know, the crowd all said, hey, look, you know, we heard it hit up there. We never saw it drop down. There's
much. Dozens of people there. No ball on the ground. They see it go up there. They see a ball up in the tree.
Right.
And yet he doesn't get a drop. He had to go back to the tee, and it was played as if he had a lost ball.
Yeah.
And that just seems kind of weird to me.
It all seems kind of weird to me, too. Always a pleasure. Bob Herrick, senior golf writer for ESPN. You can find him at ESPN.com. Great conversations and insights that you'll get. You'll see him doing stand-ups. You look great on TV, by the way, Bob. Thanks so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And sorry about the issue earlier, but thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to talk with Diana DeLucia. She has such a fantastic, yes, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is coming again next year. But we're doing a preview. Her summer issue is coming out. And on the cover, Anthony Giacopanella from Sabonic. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And now into the clubhouse, Diana DeLucia, editor-in-chief and photographer, an award-winning food photographer, and founder of Golf Kitchen, magazines, books, and culinary with golf festivals. Diana, welcome into the clubhouse.
So good to be here again, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. And it was a fabulous, fabulous event. Punta Mita, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is next year again. We're going to be celebrating, when we talk about technical issues, we want to take care of them all in one day. Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is next April. Is it oops, did we just lose Diana? It's just one of those days, you know, it kind of just, you got to just roll with it. So Golf Kitchen Punta Mita was a series of evenings with some of the top chefs inside golf course, private golf course kitchens. And they went down to Punta Mita, a resort on the west coast of Mexico. Beautiful, beautiful resort. And they did delicacies that everybody enjoyed. Plus, there was the two-day Golf Kitchen Cup. And so everyone just had the most fun. And there was the chef's cup within the cup. And it was great. Diana, you had the closing ceremony. I bet everybody was like, can we come again next year?
Yeah, the closing ceremony was absolutely amazing. The chefs put on such a show. The members, the guests, everyone was happy. We were all really happy with the event. And there'll be some surprise announcements in the future. I can't announce them right now, but we've got a lot going on in the works with Golf Kitchen, and I'm excited to keep you updated since you've been there for the whole journey.
Oh, yes. We got to keep going. Anthony Giacopanella, he is Sabonic's executive chef, Sabonic Golf Club. Have you seen Sabonic? Go look at Sabonic. It's absolutely spectacular. And we're going to get in your new magazine that's coming out. Is it already the summer issue?
No, it's a spring issue.
It's a spring issue.
And it's coming out that we had to have magazines on site at Punta Mita. So we had, I had to print up a batch of advanced copies.
Uh-huh.
And the actual magazine will be shipping later this month with a new laminate cover. I'm making some adjustments to my paper stock, so I'm kind of really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. It's already such quality work that you do. It's beautiful. Inside the magazine, there will be the interview with Anthony Giacopanella. But who, menus or recipes, give us a little sneak peek. What are you really excited about showing off in this coming issue?
A few things. Anthony has some amazing recipes in here. He has shrimp with the heads on, which is an amazing recipe. A lot of people don't like that, but you're in Hawaii. I know you do.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves it.
And he has the sautéed foie gras with poached pears and vanilla-scented lentils.
Wow.
Actually, they served that up at Punta Mita, and it was a big hit.
Yes.
And I think they also made that at Kiawa, and it was a big hit there, too.
Yeah.
That's why we just began.
So if I want to subscribe to Golf Kitchen magazine, can I still subscribe and get this issue?
Yeah, you can still subscribe right up until probably the last week of May.
Until the last week of May. So, and I just go to golfkitchen.com.
And then if you hit the drop-down menu, you'll see where you can buy the book or you can subscribe. And I'm now offering reprints for past issues as well, if anybody wants to reorder. If there are collectors out there that wish to have, them copies from the beginning.
Right, right. In fact, the last Golf Kitchen with Gary Player on the cover featured Hawaii's Kohana Iki. So that would be a real cool issue if you didn't get that issue. If you subscribe now and get the issues as they come, you can back order the issues that came out. There were two previously. Rye Waddington was on the cover of the first issue. Gary Player was on the cover of the second. And now Anthony Giacopanella is on the cover of the third. Who's on the summer cover? I know you know already. Can you tell us?
Oh, we have J.D. Pietro of Boca West Country Club in Florida. And Jay's recently retired, but he has been the CEO and general manager of Boca West for over 20 years. And his story is absolutely amazing. And I recommend anybody interested in becoming a general manager to pick up a copy of that issue.
Fantastic. And it's golfkitchen.com. Just go there. Diana DeLucia, we'll talk again on the 26th when you'll be able to fill us in with the details. Okay?
Thank you, and aloha.
Aloha, thank you. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without you, we wouldn't have the golf club, Creative Plumbing. So whether you're in charge of a building or a shopping center or a store, just your own private little store, very important, a custom home. Custom home, maybe you just got a custom home and you're a little perplexed about all the plumbing issues, or your townhouse, you know, all the things that intertwine. If you're a new build, a renovation or a repair, it's all good. Creative Plumbing, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's water and it's got to stay in the pipes. Call Creative Plumbing. Futurastone's Master Craftsman can turn your building, the warehouse floor, into artwork. So they specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavements, the Roman stack walls, all of those things. It's all from Futurastone, only the best. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Okay, so you say, well, if they trust them, shouldn't you trust your security to them for your home? Because after all, when you get home, the last thing you want to do is fight with the garage door. You just want it to open up for you. You just want to slide inside. You want it to close it. You want to be comfortable and have all the privacy that you deserve when you get home and not worry about anything on the outside. So that's what Yes, Rainer Doors is all about give him a call. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year here in Hawaii. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.